City Nation. Hashtag Windy City Nation.
Welcome to the Windy City Bulls pregame show on SportsTownChicago.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
And we welcome you on this Saturday night. It's the regular season finale of the 2018-2019 season for Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com. Coming to you courtside from the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, I'm Ryan Fay with you for your pregame, halftime, and postgame show duties. I'll be joined by Rob Hill in a little bit here on the pregame show. Got a lot to do here as this is the regular season finale for your Windy City Bulls as the 27-22 Bulls welcome in a Central Division rival in the Canton Charge who are looking to play a little playoff seeding spoiler at 21-28, their respective record on the season. If you're just catching up with Windy City Bulls basketball, they've lost the last couple of games. They were on the road where they took on the Lakeland Magic last Tuesday, and they lost 141-109 in that one. A very convincing win for the current two seed in the Eastern Conference, that being the Lakeland Magic. And just last night, Windy City was in Erie to take on the Bayhawks, and it was a 115-101 victory for the Erie Bayhawks on their home floor. Brandon Sampson led the way scoring-wise for Windy City, 18 points. Walt Lemon Jr., who came off the bench in the contest. Thomas Wilder got the start for Windy City last night against Erie. Lemon off the bench, 16 points and 7 assists. As a team, Windy City only shot 39% from the field, 28% from downtown, while converting 78% of their free throws. And for the Bayhawks last night, they were led by Cat Barber. We've seen him many a times here at the Sears Center Arena. He had a double-double of 20 points and 10 assists. He was one of four Bayhawks to have a double-double in the contest for Erie in the 14-point victory. As we flip to the other side of the coin in the Canton Charge, mentioned them 21-28 on the year. They're 5-10 against Central Division opponents. They were in Grand Rapids last night, who currently have the Central Division lead based on tiebreaker scenarios over Windy City. For the Grand Rapids Drive, they won in convincing fashion, 133-102 in the contest. For Canton, one of their two-way players in Jaron Blossomgame, the second-year player from Atlanta, Georgia, had 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Ja'Cory Williams, 21 points, 3 rebounds, and a pair of steals, while Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman, the 6'4 first-year guard from the University of Michigan, who is probably keeping a close eye on his Wolverines, taking on the Florida Gators in March Madness action. He had 20 points, and he was 4 of 6 from behind the three-point line. The Canton Charge last night, 46% from the field. They shot an efficient 40% from downtown, but only were 65% from the free-throw line. And the interesting thing, if you remember the last time these two teams squared off, was back on February 2nd when they played at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. It was the most dominant victory in Windy City history. 120-77 was the final. Mike Mulder led the way with 37 points. By the way, Mike Mulder, the all-time Windy City scorer now after he made that mark last night against Erie. In that contest, as mentioned, on February 2nd, he was 7 of 9 from behind the three-point line and 14 of 6 from the field. VJ Beacham had 16 points and 7 rebounds in that contest as well. Still got a lot to do here on the pregame show. Coming up next, Windy City Bulls head coach Charlie Henry will join the pregame show as per usual. Get his thoughts on tonight's matchup and looking ahead to the possible matchups that could be happening with Rob Hill, who will join me later on in the pregame show as well. Before we have tip-off with Jonathan Hood and Andy Mazur, who will have your game call as your Windy City Bulls take on the Erie Bayhawks at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Pregame show will continue on next on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
I've been in the radio and broadcasting business a long time, more than 3 decades, and I thought, you know, if I spread my knowledge and shared what I know about the business with a lot of young minds, maybe I could get some of those people involved. And my dad talked to schools, and I thought, I could do that too, and I could do it all in one place at Illinois Media School. I've been having a great time. I tell everybody I'm learning as much from the students as they learn from me. I am Eddie Volkman, and I am IMS.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
If you stream it, they will come on SportsTownChicago.com.
Welcome back into the Windy City Bulls pregame show here on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network. At this time, as always, joined by Coach Charlie Henry. No, Coach, the last couple of games haven't really gone in your favor. How do you want to end the regular season with a positive note here tonight against Canton?
We want to play better. Obviously, we had two disappointing games on this road trip. Put your finger on one issue. It's probably too tough, obviously a multitude of issues, but we talked a lot about after yesterday's game about wanting to find some rhythm and some confidence and get back to playing the right way before we head into the playoffs. So I'm optimistic that we're going to be able to do that tonight, but obviously it was a disappointing road trip on that side of things.
Now, as promised off air, I told you I was going to switch up this interview that we do. So we're going to kind of go away from the stuff on court for a little bit. Funniest player on your team this year?
Funniest player on our team. Gosh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Kaiser Gates. He's going to be mine. Like I said, Dikembe Dixon earlier in the year would have been a no-brainer. But he's thriving in Cap City, so I'm going to move on to Kaiser and say he's our funniest guy.
Did he take over since we mentioned Dikembe? I know Dikembe was big on the 2K, and that's the theme night here tonight at the Sears Center. Did Kaiser take that role over as well?
Well, Kaiser's been consistent all year with that. He also, no matter any point in the game, whether it's a one-possession game with 30 seconds to go, he's usually going to be smiling, which happens to drive me nuts. That's Kaiser's got my vote.
Okay, now to the coaching staff. Who's got the funny chops there? You can include yourself, by the way, if you want for this.
Gosh, I can't include myself. You'd have to ask the assistants, but I'll go with H. Henry Dahmer can't. He's practiced a lot with us this year whenever we need a body. Really thrives in that environment. So he keeps us laughing.
Now, when it comes to the road trips that you guys have been on this season or even the season before and your first time then, what town is the most fun to visit, whether it's a cool restaurant or just like the theme of a town? What would be your favorite road trip for a team, regardless of, whatever the match would be and all that?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Tough one. I'll say, Toronto for us is up there. I guess the only negative in Toronto is the weather. But it's a great – obviously, Toronto's a great city. But it's a great, great venue. They get great support. It's always fun to go play them. There's a couple others that are in similar molds. Maine jumps out. You go there, usually eat a nice meal, whether it's before the night before or after, you get a lobster roll or whatnot, and they really have great fans and a great venue. So those two kind of stand out to me. I'm obviously about, the venue and just the environment, and those two have really good ones.
Now, you just mentioned food a moment ago. Who's somebody, whether it's your coaching staff or a player, that likes to pick out the most on road trips? We know we got the food here, but what about on road trips?
Well, I'll say I've been with Mike Mulder now for close to two full seasons, and I think I've seen him, the times I haven't seen him eating a burger is like less than five. Everywhere we go, he ends up with a burger. So, kind of a man after my own heart in that respect a little bit. We definitely can relate, but I usually give him a hard time about it.
And you're the one, too, that's also been washing your sweets this year on top of that, right, still?
I kind of let go of the rope here on that the last month, but, obviously in the offseason, I'll have plenty of time to get back on it.
There you go. Now, who's the better pregame interviewer, Andy Mazur or Ryan Fahey?
Gosh, man, you're really putting me on the spot here. Andy was great for the two times, but I'm gonna have to stay loyal to Ryan, the consistent day in, day out, making a couple road trips. So Andy tried to flip me in those two games. I admit I was flattered, but I'm gonna stay with Ryan.
That was probably the best answer you've ever given in any of the interviews we've ever done. Windy City Bulls taking on the Canton Charge, the regular season finale at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. As always, Coach, thanks for the time, and thank you for all the interviews the last couple of seasons as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll continue on with the Windy City Bulls pregame show next on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
I got started at IMS here as an instructor a couple years back after I had heard a couple of people I worked with were also instructors here. I'm always here if you need help with developing your what you're passionate about. And that's what most people come here for. They have a passion. They want to do something. They want to do radio play-by-play. They want to do sports talk. They want to do updates, whatever it may be. My name is Fred Huebner. I work at ESPN 1000 as a host and sports anchor, and I am IMS.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
SportsNowChicago.com. Welcome you back courtside to the Sears Center Arena on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network. On this Saturday night, the regular season finale, Windy City Bulls hosting the Canton Charge at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, and I'm joined now on the pregame show by Rob Hill. And Rob, it's kind of weird that we're already at the end of the regular season.
It's gone by way too fast, Ryan. Yeah, for sure. And these Windy City Bulls are looking to end it here on a high note tonight against the Canton Charge, but they are certainly limping towards the finish line here at the end of the season, coming off of a two-game losing road trip, I should say.
Yeah, it was something that you haven't been accustomed to seeing. We've always been seeing Windy City get to their successful ways, and they had a little bit of a road bump on the week that they were on the road at Lakeland and then at Erie last night. But before we dive into tonight's match with Windy City and Ken, had the opportunity to speak to Windy City Bulls president Brad Seymour. You can listen to the full interview at our website, sportstownchicago.com/Windy City Bulls. But here's a little bit of what our conversation was like. People sometimes can often think, okay, well, once the season's over on the court, okay, well, they're on holiday break or they take the seasons off. It's not necessarily like that. And you've mentioned this off mic to me and some of my other guys that we do the calls with, that the off season off the court is probably the busiest for you guys.
It absolutely is. We are already almost 100% into planning for next year. You know, as we wrap up this season, certainly as we do some things to prepare for the playoffs. But in a lot of ways, we are in full gear getting ready for next year already, beginning to lay out the plans, because we go right into sales mode. We go right into, you know, really activating in the community, where almost every weekend we will be out doing some sort of community event. And that's really about just, again, continuing to generate that awareness. But we're out there generating new partnerships. We're out there, you know, generating new ticket memberships. And that's what we spend the off season doing. And then we're also just planning. We're planning the events that will bring people here into the building, and we're working with the community leaders that we lean on to help drive that those types of events and really integrate us into the community. So yeah, in a lot of ways, the off season is just as busy, if not busier, than what we experienced during the season.
You can hear the full interview, as mentioned, sportstownchicago.com/Windy City Bulls. Our conversation includes a lot more topics than what you just heard. And Rob, as we now get to our contest tonight between the Canton Charge and your Windy City Bulls, you know, we mentioned this Windy City team, and you don't want to say this is a must-win for Windy City, but you want to go into the postseason with some kind of momentum, no matter what way you can find it.
Oh, yeah, and I think momentum is a huge factor in that, right? I'm glad that you brought that up, because when you have certain teams that have been very hot, like, for example, the team that is currently tied with the Windy City Bulls being the Grand Rapids Drive, they are currently winners of their past three games. I believe that they are currently trailing the Fort Wayne Mad Ants right now. I'm sure, Ryan, you can go over there and fact-check that for me, buddy. But, yeah, momentum is going to play a huge thing, and these two losses, plus a recent hot streak by the Grand Rapids Drives, equals this situation, which is going to decide a potential first-time-ever Central Division winning season for the Bulls.
And just to your point right there, Fort Wayne currently leads Grand Rapids with just over 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, 50-45. So, as Rob mentioned, if Grand Rapids loses and Windy City wins, Windy City will win their first-ever Central Division title. They will then become a 5-seed in the playoffs, and their likely matchup as of this moment then would be the Westchester Knicks, who would hold the 4 spot. Raptors 9-5 hold the 3, Lakeland is 2, and Long Island is 1. But let's not worry about playoff scenarios right now. We'll focus on the tests at hand. You know, we're back to the normal starting lineup here for Charlie Henry and this Windy City staff, because we saw last night Thomas Water getting the start, and
in a way, you can understand, you know, some of the bench guys getting, you don't want to say starters minutes because still Walt Lemon got his share last night, but you also kind of want to preserve the stamina and endurance, especially now that you're gearing up for season number two next week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You see Walt Lemon Jr. play only 27 minutes, Ryan, in their game last night. And also on top of that, I think Coach Sterling Henry did have in mind that it is going to be a back-to-back, and you don't want to have your main guys, especially Walt Lemon Jr., who could argue be the MVP of this team this year, have tired legs going into the playoffs. And on top of that, he shot just 7 of 21 last night. Not your typical Walt Lemon type of production whatsoever, but their bench for sure getting a lot of minutes. VJ Beachum, who is getting the start tonight for Brandon Sampson, who is up with the Chicago Bulls, played 17 minutes along with Riley Alkins off the bench. So a lot of the guys getting bench minutes, but I would expect here Charlie Henry to have a lot of their starters, as we have the rest for tonight's game come by right in front of the scores table here.
A tradition unlike any other.
And, yeah,
sorry, Jim Nance.
But like I was saying, with Coach Charlie Henry, expect the starters tonight to especially get more minutes played, and on top of that, to try to turn around their shooting performance collectively. The starting five last game for the Bulls shot just 39% out of their starting five, and overall shooting 45% as a team. Clearly did not shoot up to their standards, which did lead to a loss to the Erie BayHawks.
Yeah, and you look in, as we flip to the other side of the coin now, let's go to the Canton Charge. Last time we saw the Canton Charge, at least for Windy City, when they actually played that game at the Quicken Loans Arena up in Cleveland, Ohio, back on February 2nd, it was a beat 'em down, to say the least, as in that contest, Windy City had their biggest win ever in franchise history, 120-77, and he's now the all-time leading Windy City Bulls scorer, Mike Mulder. He was 7 of 9 from downtown in that contest.
Yeah, 7 of 9 from downtown in that contest, 14-16 overall from the field, and like you said, the all-time leading scorer now of the Windy City Bulls be Michael Mulder, so congratulations, Michael. He broke that game, the one positive that came out of that Erie BayHawks loss. A couple other guys in that game that were not playing in that game, Ryan. So back on that 120-77 win back in the beginning of February, CJ Fair did not play whatsoever, and Kaiser Gates only had 4 points on 1-of-7 shooting. So having those two guys not be a part of that game that are going to be a part of this game tonight is going to be a nice resurgence here for this Windy City Bulls team.
It's quite interesting, too, as you bring that up, that those guys weren't even in that contest that in which they won by 43 points. Not often, you know, you can always go into a road contest and you get a convincing win, but never by 43. I mean, they even still led by as much as 45 at one point during that game.
Yeah, I know. It's just absolutely ridiculous to think that all these guys, you know, are on really the same playing field or the same level playing down in the G League, just playing, you know, even when you play pickup games in your local, you know, YMCA, Ryan, which I'm not sure if you do in your free time, but even that, you know. But, I mean, even if you observe that, you just don't ever see a team get dominated so badly like that. Don't expect that to happen tonight. But what we'd love to see it here sitting courtside, of course we would. But for the Windy City Bulls, they are going to have to put their shooting shoes on, Ryan, and get really back into their old ways here, because during this past two-game skid that they are on, they're shooting the ball at around a 40% clip in those past two losses. So they're really going to have to turn around their shooting performance here in tonight's game.
And fans getting loud now as the Windy City Bulls have now taken the floor for their final pregame warm-ups of tonight's contest, as we're getting you set for tip-off at the top of the 7 o'clock hour between the Canton Charge and your Windy City Bulls. Alongside Rob Hill, I'm Ryan Fain. As we dive into this matchup a little bit more, for the Canton Charge, former Raptors 905 player, two-way guy for the Canton Charge, Deng Adel, the first-year player from South Sudan, getting the start tonight. He's a guy, we've seen Raptors 905 give Windy City fits at times, Deng Adel being a part of that, but now he's with Canton, a guy who, in 36 games so far this season, just under 13 points, 5 rebounds a game. But another guy you want to keep an eye on, who's going to play all 50 games now for Canton this season, is Ja'Cory Williams. He's going to play 50 for 50, then miss a game, and he's going to be the true Iron Man for the Canton Charge at the end of this one at this point.
Yeah, he has been for sure. You can see why with Ja'Cory Williams, on why the Canton Charge head coach has played him in all 50 games this year. This will be his 23rd start, however, averaging about 15 points a game and 7 rebounds, but shooting at a 56%. How are you doing tonight? And a 56% clip overall in just 28 minutes a game per night. So, I mean, averaging 15 points a game in about 28 minutes a game is pretty impressive overall, especially on that shooting. I was watching him shoot around, Ryan, down here, and he's working really on. He's he's actually a natural left-handed shooter down low in the paint. He really likes to dominate the paint with his 6'8", 225-pound frame. But he was working on his right a lot. He was working on a right-handed floater. So he knows what Jakarr Sampson, with the tenacious defender that Jakarr is. He wants to go to his left and to his right. So maybe expect him to go to his non-dominant hand a lot tonight as he tries to get crafty down low in the paint, as he will be a huge factor to look at going
forward. You mentioned
forward.
The word crafty, and I know you were saying hi to the third official that we missed on the fist bump earlier, so we're good on that part of it. Scoochie Smith for the Canton Sharks, a first-year player from the Bronx in New York, who played in the NBL Australian Leagues in his previous time before coming to the Canton Sharks. The Dayton product, averaging 12 points, 6 assists on the season, just under 2 steals as well. He's a guy it's going to be interesting matchup because he's also a good ball facilitator for this Canton team, that they may not play at a quick pace like a lot of other G League teams do, because Canton coming into tonight in their last 10 games, they're dead last in pace at 99.92 per game. So that's just based on how they play in terms of the flow, but that doesn't mean that's still going to be a matchup you want to keep an eye on, because Scoochie Smith versus Walt Lemon Jr., to me, I think it's going to be a fun matchup we're going to look out for tonight.
I think we'll be for sure, and the hardest thing for Scoochie Smith to handle with our own Walt Lemon Jr. is going to be able to play at Walt Lemon Jr.'s pace and to try to control the pace of that. Now, as extremely as hard as that's going to be able to do, Ryan, because of the fact that I've mentioned sometimes, even when we call games, that he really is a Ferrari with a bunch of Hyundais out there and being Walt Lemon Jr. So he has one of the quickest first steps here in the NBA G League. So it is going to be a tough task for Smith to try to sell Walt Lemon Jr. on top of that. I think in part of them playing in an extremely slow pace could also equal why they are almost next to last in the G League in points per game at 105.2 points per game. And then you have, with the Windy City Bulls on top of that, allowing at around 106 per game, which is in the top 12 in the G League in points per game allowed. So if the Bulls can really bring their defense back, as we have our color analyst for the TV color analyst, Chris Roush, is showing off the NBA G League playoff jerseys for the Windy City Bulls. First edition Windy City Bulls playoff jerseys right behind us.
Want to thank the staff for hooking us up with those, as Chris is just being like a rally guy before he has his television broadcast on NBC Sports Chicago in a little bit. But as we get rid of the distractions that are currently behind us, an interesting thing here we look out for tonight as well is, and this is going to be something that we'll have to listen for what Andy and Jonathan are going to say as the game goes on here for tonight. Windy City and Canton are both second and third, respectively, in turnovers a game. Windy City is second at 13.9. Canton is third at 14.9, so they're right behind them in that department. Yeah, Canton may not be the most efficient offense in terms of what you see on paper. Same with their defense. We know what Windy City's defense brings to the table, but it's going to be interesting to see both teams that you may not think wow with their offense at times, but this is a team that's very disciplined with how they are offensively and not turning the ball over.
Yeah, no, it's a perfect point. Like, they're second overall in the league, Ryan, in turnovers per game, and just around 15 per game, and that is being this Canton Charge team. But one thing I want to point out, this Windy City Bulls team, their recent loss to the Erie Bayhawks, I think it might be one of the biggest things that led to their demise and why they had such a poor shooting. They just had 16 overall assists in that game, and the Erie Bayhawks had 30 overall. So looking at that, they weren't moving the ball around very well. Walt Lemon Jr. had his prototypical 7 assist type of night, but this game is really going to start and end with Walt Lemon Jr. moving the ball around the floor, getting the ball open for all the shooters, a.k.a. your Kaiser Gates, Michael Molders, and tonight starting V.J. Beecham at the small forward position. So it's going to be up to moving the ball around, and that's going to be the biggest thing. And something that Charlie Henry really hates, Ryan, is a lot of ISO balls.
Yeah, and this is going to be a game that you don't want to say has a lot of implications, but it's stuff that you really want to look out for, especially with what could be coming next Wednesday in the opening round of the NBA G League postseason. We'll get Rob's keys to a Windy City Bulls victory as tip-off is coming your way shortly, as it'll be at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Andy Mazur, Jonathan Nutt will have the call for it. We'll get Rob's keys coming up next on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks. on sportstownchicago.com.
Wrapping things up here on the pregame show on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network. Alongside Rob Hill, I'm Ryan Fahan. Before we get to Andy Mazur and Jonathan Hood's game call, let's get right into it. Rob, let's get your keys to a Windy City victory.
Well, thank you, Ryan. So first and foremost, I touched a little bit previously before the commercial break. The starting five tonight for the Windy City Bulls being Walter Lemon Jr., Michael Mulder, VJ Beachum, CJ Fair, and Jakar Sampson need to get off to a hot start. Like I said, they shot collectively 39% as a group in their last game. And on top of that, they're not going to have Brandon Sampson, who was one of the few who did score 18 points for them in their last game, who was their leading scorer last game in that loss to the Erie BayHawks. So it's first and foremost if they get off to a quick start, and they did get outscored in the first quarter last game, 25-19. So moving on by that, and I also touched on this before the commercial break as well, I'm going to reiterate a lot of my points, but moving the ball is going to be a huge thing. They had just 16 assists overall last game. They're averaging 23 for the season, and Walt Lemon Jr., of course, is going to be the cog that makes this engine run to start tonight for the Windy City Bulls, averaging about 8.5 assists per game this season. Walt's going to be the biggest thing tonight to lead to a Windy City Bulls victory, because like you mentioned, that guard matchup between that and Scoochie Smith will be something to look at going forward. And the last thing that I have looking at tonight's matchup for a Windy City Bulls win is try to contain Jerron Blossom game, if I pronounce that right, hopefully I'm not butchering Jerron's name whatsoever. But he is also the team leader in points at 18.8 points a game and rebounds at about 7.3 rebounds a game. So
I'll finish up.
Yeah, so just looking at Blossom Game's overall game, no pun intended there, just looking at his game overall, he's a traditional back-to-basket type of power forward, so CJ Fair is going to have his hands full with him down low. He uses his whole 6'8" frame down low, and he uses his left and his right very effectively. His footwork is very clean down low, so expect for the charge to really go to Blossom Game early here to get their offense started.
All right, we'll see if that happens. Rob, thanks for the pregame thoughts. We'll see you at halftime, my friend. As coming up next, Andy Mazur and Jonathan Hood have the game call for Windy City Bulls basketball, taking on the Canton Charge next on sportstownchicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.